Hi, this is Leslie Wise, and this is one podcast in a series created for our practice management class. This one is titled Marketing 101. This is basic marketing for the chiropractor, real grassroots marketing. This kind of marketing doesn't cost anything, just a little time. This is from a book by Pete Fernandez called How to Start a Successful Practice from Scratch. In that book, he states that probably the best marketing strategy that a chiropractor can do is to get out and meet people in the neighborhood of your office or in the small town that you're in within a certain radius. Meet as many people as you can in the approximately 1 month before you open your office. So the assumption here would be that you've already picked your place to practice, you're working on a bank loan or you've gotten a bank loan, you're getting your x-ray machine installed, you're getting furniture in, you're getting some walls removed or moved, and you're getting your sign up, and you're getting cable installed and your phone system installed, etc. All that's going on, what should you be doing? And Pete Fernandez says you should be out starting at your office location, going in a radius, depending on your situation. If you're in a big town, you're going to go in a several block radius. If you're in a small town, you're going to do the whole block, whole town. And you're going to concentrate on the business people in town. And so essentially he says you need to have some reason for calling on people. And one of those reasons could be, you could say, well, I'm doing a little survey on people's attitudes toward chiropractic. And I'm just wondering if you've ever heard of chiropractic, if you've ever been to a chiropractor and what you think about it. And you're kind of gathering information. That's sort of a little bit of your guise for and for the rationale for you being out there. But you're going to go into the dry cleaners, the hardware store, the restaurant, the clothing store, the telephone shop. You're going to go in all the businesses in your neighborhood. You're going to introduce yourself, and you'll be dressed up nicely. You're going to introduce yourself. You're going to give them a business card and perhaps a pamphlet on chiropractic if you're carrying some. But the idea here is that you're going to meet in the 30 days before you get ready to open your practice, you're going to meet 200 to 300 people at a rate of 10 a day for 30 days. That's 300. You walk into their business, you introduce yourself, and you say, I'm considering opening a chiropractic office in this area, and to the dry cleaner or the hardware guy, and you can say, I'm thinking of doing that. What do you think? Give me some advice. And people are naturally inclined to give advice. The guy's already opened his business there, so obviously he thinks it's a good place. And he's going to give you a little advice, and you're taking notes and sucking up the advice. And it gives you several opportunities. One opportunity is that you have someone else helping you out because you're the new guy and the new kid on the block, and he's the older, more established person, and he's stepping in to help you out a little bit by giving you a little advice. And we take the advice along with his name and phone number and get one of his business cards, and we enter them in our book, and we're building a database. And that database that we're going to use when we get ready to do an open house, we get ready to do an initial mailing for our practice, we're going to use that list. And so we get a chance here to meet other business owners, the dry cleaner, the hardware store, the restaurateur. Always, when you go into the place, try to make sure you can talk to the owner if possible. You don't want to be dealing with a teenage clerk in the hardware store. You're not going to get much from them. So you make a point to speak to them, to introduce yourself, be dressed up, to offer them a pamphlet on chiropractic or offer them a business card and say, I'm sure I'm going to be using your business. We need some shelving brackets, or we need a screwdriver, or we need to have our clothes dry cleaned, and we'll be calling on you. be using your business, and certainly invite them to come to your business. Let them know that you're opening up and that you're going to be available, and you'll be happy to talk to them. So by doing this little procedure, if you can meet 10 people a day for 30 days, you have a database of 300 people from which to start your practice. So you're into the practice for however long a time you're into it. You're going to have 300 people who know you, who have shaken hands with you, and who have heard you speak. And Pete Fernandez says this is by far and above better than putting an ad in the paper with your picture or putting up a billboard or doing a sign. He says, get out and meet people. Number one, best way to get known in your community, meet as many people as you can in that month before you open. Okay, thanks for listening.